Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Thick and heavy. Hello to Gerard and Nina. Horse riding at Carrick Mines. We listen to you every Wednesday. Oh, just Wednesdays, right? Greetings from a rebel gal and a Daisha fella listening to the show while driving to Lismore. Lovely part of the country. Christine and Declan. And numerous emojis there. Thanks for all the emojis. Hello from Offaly. Post-school run. Ah, yes. Colm is in lovely Leitrim. Two emojis there. There's a wink involved. Have I the right number? Buddy, you do. Patrick, best of luck from Pat, beautiful West Cork. Best of luck with the WhatsApp, is it? Best of luck with the WhatsApp. Hello from the staff of Eris Credit Union in beautiful Belmullet. Tell us, how did the fresh Prince of Belmullet do in his mullet competition in France? Cheers. That's embarrassing. You'll have to fill me in on that. And hello from London. Welcome to WhatsApp. That's Kathleen Harris. Now, there can be a perception out there that to get further education, you have to go to a big university, but there are so many opportunities from community colleges to educational training boards around the country. So we wanted to have a look at all the qualifications you can get in everything from catering to construction, psychology, nursing studies, SNA qualifications, evening classes in beekeeping and car maintenance. So we've gathered people from education training boards around the country. We've Kathleen Kilbane, the Director of Adult Education at Cabinteely Community College in studio. Good afternoon, Kathleen.
Hi, Ray.
How are you? In our Athlone studio, Jolene Hall, Further Education Manager at Laois Offaly. Come in, Athlone. Hello, Jolene.
Hi, Ray. How are you? Good, lovely to be on the show.
Yeah, you're coming in loudly and clearly. And over to Sligo we go to Peter Egan, who's Director of Further Education and Training at Mayo, Sligo and Leitrim Education Training Board. Hello, Peter.
Hello from Sligo, Ray.
can we have the Sligo vote, please?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll start with you, Peter. So, educational training boards. So, in the vernacular, if you met somebody from a different planet, how would you explain them?
Yes. Well, so education and training boards are regional educational authorities, and there's 16 of them across the country, and they have statutory responsibility for education, so that's primary and post-primary, and further education and training, and youth work, and also we look after music generation. So they're quite large entities, and they have quite a large brief. So just in terms of post-primary schools or secondary schools, we have about 30% of the governance of post-primary schools nationally.
And would you be across apprenticeships?
Yeah, so one of the functions of education and training boards is the acronym, and I know your colleague please asked us not to talk about acronyms,
but
it's FET. So it's Further Education and Training.
Okay.
So that's the only acronym I'm going to use.
Okay, great.
So FET, in simple terms, FET, Ray, is about providing training and education opportunities for every adult citizen in Ireland for life and living. And it's basically what happens after primary and post-primary education, and it can overlap with higher education.
Okay.
So we can deliver part-time courses right through to highly technical apprenticeships. So it's quite a vast area.
Would it be okay to say that there's universities and third-level institutions, and then there's everything that you do? Is that fair enough to say?
That would be a fair assessment.
Yes, okay. Now, Kathleen, you're here in studio. I think Cabinteely Community Centre got onto us when we were talking about the bicycle engineering course.
Yes.
Saying that you've loads of things going on.
Yeah, that was in relation to car maintenance, I think.
Yes. So it's a secondary school, is it?
Absolutely. So we're a secondary school, and part of our secondary school is that we have a night school. And there's about 30 other community schools throughout Ireland that operate a night school. And in that night school, we have courses on hobbies and leisure, but there's also about 10 secondary schools or night schools that offer certified courses, these QQI level courses that, sorry.
Acronym.
Sorry, yes.
Quality and Qualifications Ireland. I looked it up.
That's it, correct. So
you do introductory casual ones, and then you do ones that you send you home with a certificate.
Absolutely. So we're kind of catering for everyone.
Yes. In the old days, these would have been evening classes.
Night classes, yes.
Yeah, so it's night schools, right?
Night schools, yes.
Give us an example of the type of things you do out in Cabinteely.
So for the for example, for the leisure ones, it would be something like art, woodwork, pottery, stained glass, car maintenance, Pilates, yoga. So they're all the kind of hobbies and leisure ones. And then in relation to the certified ones, through QQI.
Yes.
So we don't run them as a year long. We run them in a kind of a modular basis. So it's only for 10 weeks. So they still have a kind of a what's regarded as a minor award. So that would be kind of targeted at people that maybe returning to education may not have had a good experience at education
yes.
or just went straight to work after they left school. And then they're returning thinking, OK, I might do this. It's only 10 weeks. I might dip my toe in it. And then I'll do something for 10 weeks, get a certification, then maybe get employment or maybe go on and do 1 year or 2 years
like
doing
it.
Something else
yes.
if I like
yes,
it.
Yes, yes,
so
yeah,
at
yeah.
the moment, we've special needs assisting and that's going really, really well for us because the demand is there.
Is high for that.
It's high.
And you started back when on the night of school? When did you start back?
We start back around the 20th or 23rd of September and we run then for 10 weeks.
So there's new
term time.
There's new modules starting
Absolutely.
After Christmas.
Absolutely,
so if
yeah.
people are listening now and they're going, oh, that's something I should have done, but I didn't do it, don't fret because you can start again in January. Jolene Hall, come in, Athlone. Now, Kathleen was talking about people who are retraining and upskilling and all that. And although you work in the area, you went through that yourself. So you have what they call lived experience.
I have indeed, Ray. So I suppose, look, as a 17-year-old, I suppose I did my leaving cert. Probably didn't apply myself as much as I could have. Did the bare minimum, passed my leaving cert. And really at that stage, I had no idea, I suppose, what I wanted to do. And I suppose college wasn't really an option for myself due to kind of family circumstances. So I suppose I really started and went straight into employment at that stage. And I suppose about 19 years ago, then I joined Laoise an Offaly Education and Training Board at that stage as a clerical officer. And I suppose I kind of was, I suppose, approached at that time by the chief executive. So obviously he identified something in me, I suppose, and spoke to me about upskilling and basically going back to do a degree programme.
Right.
And essentially, I suppose, I went away and I kind of researched it and I went away and I studied part-time at the time then and did my business degree. And I suppose only for him and I suppose recognising something in me and I suppose providing with me with that opportunity, I suppose it has enabled me, I suppose, to progress within my own career within LOETB. And I suppose I'm able to sit here today as the Further Education and Training Manager, having started
as a clerical officer.
Yes. So it's really, I suppose, and that's in the Education and Training Boards, what we're trying to do is recognise that spark within people and I suppose give them the support and to help them reach their own full potential.
Yeah, and that CEO obviously spotted your potential. And Peter, I didn't know, and I think our listeners will be surprised to hear this, but there is a service, an adult education guidance service for people. It's a free one-to-one career guidance service.
Yes, that's correct, Ray. And that's one thing I definitely want your listeners to understand, that this is available. So this service is offered by every education and training board throughout the country. So as I said at the outset, FET is for everyone. It's for every adult in the country. And you can come in and do part-time and full-time courses. But also, if you're a little bit unsure, if you're in your career and you feel it's got a little bit stagnant, you want some advice in terms of where you're going to go in terms of your future, you can get a free one-to-one professional, fully trained and qualified session with an adult guidance counsellor. And there's so many stories of the really strong impact of people that have engaged with that service. And I can give you some examples of that if you'd
like.
Yeah,
well, give us one anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so like every year, we meet people and I suppose that's the great pleasure in working in this area because we can see the transformative power of adult education. But, we often get a phone call or we probably know somebody in our circle that can, you know, is a little bit unsure, they're in their career, you know, they're kind of gone a bit stagnant. And I know a young lady particularly that came in to see us and we referred her into the adult education services. She was in a job for a number of years. She felt trapped in it. So she sat down with the adult guidance counsellor and she discussed different options. Eventually, she was put on a very short-term part-time course and then she went on to do a degree in interior design. And now she has her own interior design business. So there's so many, many, many examples examples of that, and I could talk all day, but I know you won't let me.
There are loads of good examples. Kathleen, what's the age profile of people who are upskilling and retraining? And
there's a bit of a mix. So if it's for the qualified courses, it's around 30s, 40s. So it is then people that are returning to education. And then for our kind of leisure courses, it is maybe 50s, 60s, 70s.
Right.
You know, it's where we are located, there's a lot of, I suppose, retired people. So, you know, it's social.
But that's hugely important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And we were saying before we went on that I said you can find a YouTube video to train you to do anything. But you were saying that you don't have the social element in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it could be the first person, when I pick up the phone someday, I could be the first person somebody talks to for the day. And we'll have the chat, and then I'll come around and say, oh, sorry, what course did you want to enroll in?
No, I just rang for the chat. I don't want to do the course. And you mentioned there that SNA is your most popular course.
It is, yes.
And would people, did they change from some other career to do that?
Sometimes, but generally it is that they have left education early or went working straight after they finished their Leaving Cert and want to train or upskill in something. We'd have maybe one or two from time to time that have left a career. But generally it's people that are, it's their like second chance at education.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then Jolene, of course, people within certain careers, things are changing constantly, and we're hearing about AI every day, and cars aren't what they used to be, and there's electric vehicles, and there's all sorts of changes, isn't there?
Yeah, and I suppose from our experience, there's a Skills to Advance initiative, and it really is aimed at people who, I suppose, are working and are looking to upskill or reskill, particularly people who are maybe at a risk of displacement. And I suppose from our experience, so we have the National Construction and Training Campus. It's based in Mount Lucas. And over the last 2 years, we've had seen, I suppose, a significant increase in the number of construction workers coming in to upskill in the whole area of retrofit skills and external wall insulation. Yeah, yeah. And what we're also experiencing at the moment as well, I suppose, with the sustainability and climate solutions, is that we have, say, qualified electricians and plumbers coming back to upskill into the renewable sector, so into solar PV insulation, domestic heat pumps.
Yes.
And it's so they're not essentially changing careers, but I suppose they are looking at the technologies, looking the way things are moving, and making sure, I suppose, that they themselves and I suppose their workforce have the skills in order to meet, I suppose, the demands that are there in terms of the targets for retrofitting.
And I think you'll all agree, or maybe I got this wrong completely, but Simon Harris, when he was Minister for Higher Education, did an awful lot for your sector.
He was
good in the whole apprenticeship, because as a country we sort of turned our back on them, and countries like Germany have always had a really strong apprenticeship sector, and we
100%.
Haven't. But Peter, I want to talk to you about lifelong learning, and how do we fare on that, and what is it?
Yeah, so and as Jolene mentioned to you, she talked a little bit about people in employment. So FET is for everybody in society, for every adult learner. And, you know, there's different categorizations. Somebody returning to education that might have left it for a while, maybe looking after some childcare duties. An employee that's in a job, they need to upskill. An employer, they have responsibilities as well. Some people that have left school. So lifelong learning is, I know there's European statistic around this, and it's measured, and it looks at the incidences of our adult population that are engaging in lifelong learning activities. And actually, you would probably believe this, but we're actually a little bit low, where the stat is 14%. And we need to get that stat. Now, there's different stats, but we need to get that stat up to about 30%.
Right.
So that means that in every year, every adult participated in some non-formal or formal education. And now with ETBs, and this is the, you know, one thing I want everybody to remember, there's a course out there for every one of your listeners in Ireland at the
now
moment.
Now, we're coming to the end of it. So are they free? Kathleen?
Free.
No, they're not free.
Okay. What's ours the best? Peter's are free. So there's a mixture of free and pay ones.
Yeah.
And for people listening, what's the point of contact then?
The point of contact for us would be adulteducationireland.ie, and they'd find all the other 30 community schools that offer night classes.
And they'd find Jolene's and Peter's and all that.
No,
there.
I think that would be another website.
That's another website.
It's Fetch Courses is the one that I just want to remember, because we don't want to show a lot of your listeners. If you go Fetch Courses, www.fetchcourses.ie, and we have a load of very short micro qualifications right up to full-time courses. So okay. everything is, and all of the courses are either free or heavily subsidised. Even I would say Kathleen's courses are heavily subsidised as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So
Fetch, F-E-T-C-H courses .ie. Jolene, have we got you covered in all that?
Yeah, we or have, if okay. anybody, yeah, absolutely. Look, I suppose we have FET centres across all of Laois and Offaly. So if anyone has any queries, they can reach out. And I mean, if you want to go to our website, it's www.loetb.ie. And again, like as Peter said, all our courses are fully funded and heavily subsidised as well.
Great. Well, thank you all for that. So Peter Egan in Sligo. He's Director of Further Education and Training at Mayo, Sligo and Leitrim, ETB. We have Jolene Hall, Further Education Manager at Laois Offaly, ETB, in our Athlone studio, and here in our Dublin studio, Kathleen Kilbane, Director of Adult Education at Cabinteely Community College. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.